When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Jake, really good to see you, my friend.
Really good to see you.
Something very exciting happened.
Yeah, I've seen your house.
Jake came up to Manchester.
I was in Manchester.
Got vertigo.
I was in Manchester. I still feel a bit dizzy now.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. It was a whirlwind tour, but my God, I loved every second. I was doing this mad thing for a whiskey brand, and I'd got to go to Salford FC and just like dick about for the whole afternoon. But as a result, I got to be in Manchester that day, came to yours, hung out for a bit, didn't I?
It was lovely. I got a text quite late on a Friday night, yeah. Jake saying, I'm going to be up in Salford tomorrow. Oh, hang on. I didn't have any plans for Saturday.
Yeah. Got there, you came down and met us.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful flat you've got.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful flat. You keep it very clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you might be a bit more of a dirty boy.
I thought you might be a much more dirty boy.
Yeah, you've got everything in its place. Very nice. Yeah.
Well,
it's
quite a small flat, so if it gets messy, then it is a mess.
Yeah, but you've done it so nicely. And
What did you think?
I thought it would either be messy, but then I thought there's another world in which it's just very bare. I thought it might be very bare, but you've got lots of light little trinkets and bits and bobs.
And you added a few little bits in.
Yeah,
But it was nice. It was very novel having you on my sofa.
It was very
cool. What was he doing? Made you a cup of tea, which you said you loved.
I did love the cup of tea.
Greg was there as well, your housemate Greg.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, you were watching a Rick Stein cooking show.
It was on before Football Focus.
What a lovely Saturday morning. Oh, God, it was pretty fun.
Visiting your granddad.
Then we went to a nice pub in the evening called the... Come on, we can do this. The Brotherhood of...
Pursuits and Arms.
Yeah. Nice place, that. Really,
yeah,
really nice.
It was nice. It's a shame you couldn't stay for longer.
Well, we'll do it again soon.
Yeah,
You're loving living in Manchester, aren't you?
I am, actually. And it's nice to... I enjoy coming down to London for the podcast records. I've not really had much experience with London before 2 years ago, really, when all this comedy stuff started taking off. I don't know if I'd ever really been.
Really?
Maybe once on a school trip, genuinely.
Wow.
It felt like it might as well be like a different country, like going to Paris or something.
No
it was
way.
Just like,
yeah.
Yeah, so like.
Well, it is. It still can be sometimes, can't it?
I mean, came down a lot and would feel very like, very sort of, you know, when you go to like a new country and you're like, I don't know what's going on here. I'd get into Marylebone and be like, Jesus, what am I doing here?
What
do you do? I mean, it's only recently sort of coming down for the podcast regularly and different other little bits.
Yeah.
Starting to feel a bit more comfortable with it.
A lot of it is just to do with tapping.
Yeah.
Right, basically tap in and then tap out. That is the main thing to get your head
around. And then overnight, £10 leaves your account.
And on buses, tap in, don't tap out.
Yeah.
Those are the main things. You get that right, you're laughing basically.
Yeah. But I'm getting a bit more comfortable with it, but it's nice to then go away from it and back up to Manchester. Still in a city, still stuff happening.
Yeah.
But just a bit less intense.
I loved it. And what I loved was how wild people were going at 2 in the afternoon, just out and about.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
everyone was out in their finest clothing,
yeah.
High heels, blazers. Everyone's out there just going for it, 2 in the afternoon.
It's
why not?
Nice. It is a great city.
Yeah.
It's a really great city.
Our next guest, is he? He's from that neck of the woods?
He's from Derby. So
okay.
You've done that typical London thing. Of anything outside of London,
I know. And also, like, what sort of guessing game is this for the viewer? Like, they're like,
I guess
from
they
Derby.
Don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It is one half of one of both of our favourite Instagram double acts, Dirk and Ski.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
It is Dirk.
Dirk. Dave Durkham.
Ski's the one I play snooker with. Dirk.
One. He lives down here. He's one of those people who is just... I've only met him a few times, but even when he just says hello to me, I start just laughing. He's got a funny face.
Yeah, he really does.
And I'll say it to him.
Very rubbery.
Yeah, but in a positive way.
He's also... He's got a funny face, but he's a very handsome chap.
A very handsome chap indeed. Do you know what? If you can watch this one on YouTube, bloody do.
Yeah, really do. I will be.
You know, I'll be watching it on repeat. What should we do? Should we go and get a drink and meet him?
Yeah, let's do it.
A drink and meet him.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is one half of a prolific comedy duo, Dirk and Ski. Let's hope he's better than the other half for the sake of the quiz. It's Dave Durkin.
Get in.
Come on, let's have it.
Durkin Ski, probably one of the most mentioned people on the pod.
Really?
Yeah.
In terms of just Like, don't good know, things,
just,
bad
just,
things.
You just come up a lot. Yeah. I can't really put my finger on it. You just come up a lot.
We're kind of a good reference point, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're like the
of how not to do it.
Whatever these guys do, don't do that.
can I just say how the booking of Dave came about? I was meeting Phil to play snooker, and he was putting his,
In Manchester,
sorting his bike out.
Phil's ski comedy.
Yes. He was sorting his bike out, and he was like, he was on the phone to you, wasn't he? And he was like, can you take the phone? So I was like, all right, Dave, and he was sorting his stuff out. And then he was like, well, I'm down in London on whenever. You come on the podcast. I booked it. Ended the call, like, right, Phil's ready. We went in to play snooker, and I said to Phil, I was like, Dave's coming on the pod, and Phil went, well, he didn't fucking tell me. And I've only just booked him.
It was like, for the second part of walking to the cigar, I'm ringing up Phil. I'm like, yeah, just quick one, Phil. Me and Liam have we've made some
moves. Just had a conference call. Let's get can we get all three on the line, please? Snooker at 2, podcast on the 15th.
It's like asking my dad if I could go on the podcast.
Phil, Liam and Jake went with the podcast. Is all right, I fuck them on. Is that all right?
And for those who don't know, he is your dad, isn't he?
Yeah.
I've always
been so old.
Have you noticed?
Dirk and Ski was one of the first like comedy pages I followed when I got like TikTok and stuff.
Really?
Absolutely brilliant.
I appreciate that. And I remember seeing both of yous early doors.
Oh,
and I was like, these cats, they're gonna fly.
Wow.
These cats are flying. Flying cats. And I remember just day by day. Just eking it out. And you guys are so consistent, so good.
Wow. So. Nice.
To see your
big
hair,
love.
Guys.
Nice. Big love. What a crossover, isn't
it? I think we can order. We're all good. We're just funny guys.
Yeah. You know what? You always do better on the quiz if you sucked each other off beforehand.
Yes.
Always.
Quick always.
Have you and Ski ever been to a pub quiz together?
No, but we frequently... He's very competitive, and I'm like slightly competitive. Mm. So he'll like... You know, one of those people who like say facts... And then say, like, do you know this?
Yeah, me.
And he's like, go on then. Who was number one, 1983, December 17th? I'm like, I don't know or care about this question. But he'll, like, then say who it is and be like, Phil Collins in the end.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So you've just given your own answered it.
Quizzes are like that.
Yeah.
Our producer, Sam, was saying that he's been chatting to someone who has, on one of the quiz forums that we frequent for these quizzes, about having the world record of the longest quiz.
Just in terms of questions?
Something like that. Is that in terms of questions?
Like a quiz marathon.
Yeah. So he's posted about this, and then there's some other guy straight away like, sorry to have to say, but the record's already been broken in 2014 in Melbourne with the longest quiz. Like, just let him have it. He's sat there and come up with the longest quiz. He's clearly not got a lot of mates.
Yeah.
Let him just have one thing. Sorry, actually, that record was... How do you know, you freak?
Just before we start, this whole thing is a sham.
Yeah. Speaking of the longest quiz, though, the thing that annoys me most about pub quizzes, you know, the gaps between rounds.
Or
because sometimes you go to pub quiz and it's like you're out with your mates and you want drinks. And sometimes I'm literally just there to quiz.
Yeah.
And the drinks are irrelevant. The people are irrelevant. And I'm just like, can we just not rattle through these rounds?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, we're going for a piss after this round. Can we just rattle through?
Yeah.
We'll be out by
half seven. You just want an exam.
I really do. I would love that. But like, I'd say my quiz pedigree as well.
Mm.
So I was on The Chase. I've been on The Chase.
Jeez.
So...
Okay, how did you do?
So I got 4K in the cash builder.
Okay,
first round.
Nice. That's not great, is it?
Average.
Yeah. Tough questions, tough questions.
I'd say 4K is pretty... When the ITV lights are on you as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And Bradley's staring you like... Barrel of big
what
gun.
Show of the day were you, first, second or third?
Afternoon, so afternoon. Probably second or third.
Did
you have a good team as well?
No, I hate them.
Oh, really?
And I'll say this one again, I hated my team. So if you're out there, what was the name? You won't know.
These two were the other people.
Do you know what was terrible? Is that I could tell from him as well, we were both just being like, oh, I can't remember. Just trying to rack our brains a little bit. Who was it?
Didn't want to admit we haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. I know I should be a friend, but I haven't seen it.
The only copy of it's on my mum's Sky Plus, so we'll have to go.
Is it really?
If we want to watch it.
God, and also the only person to still have Sky Plus as well.
The Sky Q came around.
That is an Easter egg and an Easter egg. So I've got the only episode, and it is on the only Sky Plus, which is kept in my only VHS player left.
Okay, say that new technology and
shoot. So 4 grand on the cash builder.
4K on the cash builder, and then I had Paul the Cineman Sinner.
The Cineman, yeah.
Who I've been told on good authority by Kevin Ashman, the egghead, that he is the hardest chaser, apparently.
He's got the highest.
He's
win
got
rate.
The best. You were to break it down like football.
Yeah.
I think the governess is up there.
XG. Best
yeah.
XG.
The worst are Jenny Ryan, the Vixen.
Yeah.
And Sean Wallace.
I think that's just because he can be a little bit dithery. I think the knowledge is up there. Yeah. I think sometimes
you've just got to react.
Too nonchalant. Yeah.
You have to react. Yeah.
But he.
And also, I mean, calling the only black chaser the Dark Destroyer.
Yeah,
so really, I want to see the focus group. Do you think he came up with that himself?
We've got a focus group. We've put some England flags on the wall just to make sure everyone's comfortable. Now just think of anything you want for Sean Wallace, and he is black.
What comes to mind? Did you say you destroyed things? But I got Paul Sinner, and then. I get in the, you know, in the main gameplay. I took the middle offer because I'm not a scumbag.
Although
I was egging on everyone else to take the high ones, and then I was a coward when I got to
it.
Do
you know what the chat always is? I think you're more than capable of going for the higher offer.
Yeah.
I think you're a better player than the lower offer. Yeah. But I want to see you back for the final chase to go for the middle. That is copy that, paste it, done.
When I was on it, I was 18. And I was, it's so embarrassing because I think I'm being proper like cheeky, chappy comedy. Oh, yeah, it's so fucking bad. I'm like, hey. It's already bad.
No.
I was like trying to do bits and it was like fucking
horrible. Were you in the back of your head thinking, if this goes well, I might get invited on something else and this could be the start of it all?
I just looked at the producers after everyone like, sign me up.
What are you saying? What were you doing?
Getting into character before going on the chase.
You got an agent? Have you got an agent?
Yeah.
Who are you with?
I'm actually in the market for one of those. I'll be like, you know, you seem like quite a keen quizzer. So if it was up to me, I think you should do it. It wasn't even a joke.
No, but I know exactly what you mean.
I was like wiggling my eyebrows and going like, if it was up to me, mate.
A bit of a jaunt in the voice.
There was such a thing of being about 20 and thinking you're a cheeky chappy. You're not actually saying any jokes, but you're saying it as if like, well, obviously the higher offer does look appealing, but I think you might be better off with me, if you know what I mean.
I used to think all middle-aged women just loved me.
This is my
bread and butter.
They'll lap this up. Because you had to say at the auditions, you had to say what you'd spend the cash on if you won. And I was like, right, this easy gag. Well, I'm a student. So that was the setup. I'm a student. Guess what the punchline was? I'm a student. And this is
I'm a student. So a lifetime supply of takeaways wouldn't go amiss.
Really close.
Is it really? Is it really?
I thought you might have gone the other way with it and gone, I'm a student, so probably library books with a little wink.
Always struggling for money for food, so yeah, some money for some beers would be good.
But that's just where my comedy mind went.
Go on, what was it?
Pot noodle.
Yes. Super 101, isn't it?
I was literally, well, I'm a student, so I'll be getting a lifetime supply of pot noodle. Again, looking at the agents again, like.
All the producers being like, well, we can't leave that.
Well, that's out.
Yeah.
You got all that brand? Our lifetime supply of instant ramen. Chicken flavoured instant ramen noodles.
I got caught on the chase, which was annoying.
How close
and are you? And then, pretty bad. I got one question right that he got wrong.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I can give it you.
Go on. Please. Yeah, love it.
What does the M stand for in RMS Titanic?
Ooh.
Maritime, male, or can't remember the third one.
Majesty.
That was the third one.
Assume that wasn't the answer because else you wouldn't have known that.
So I think it's the first one. You said the one that's not male.
But it's male.
It's so male.
RMS stands for RMS Royal Mail Ship because it was chartered by the Royal Mail.
Oh,
and I only
brilliant.
Knew that when I was on it because my mate the week before had told me that fact and I didn't give him any credit on the show.
Really?
And they were like, how do you know that? I was just like, I just bloody love the Titanic.
Still trying to have a laugh.
I just bloody love the Titanic.
Isn't that cheeky?
I was there.
Him as the captain of the Titanic. Yeah. I think we're going under.
he said we hit an iceberg. God blimey, that's a big bit of lettuce. Jeez, stop. Yeah. I was like, why didn't you just sign me up?
I sent a tape in for Deal or No Deal when I was 18. Oh,
love
that. I would 18, fuck, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I had the exact same intonation that you did, but it was even like, just like signposting that half a gag.
Yeah, yeah.
People say I look like Zayn Malik. If he'd taken a few wrong decisions in his life.
Oh, God.
Fucking hell.
It's the pause and the laughing at yourself in between the two segments.
If I... Yeah. Yeah. It's the same, like, it doesn't matter what the words are. The Asian joke is like, I'll tell you something. Dave, do you get time to go to quizzes? Like pub quizzes?
Yeah. And I think I listened to Alice's episode, Alice Etcher's friend, yeah. Great episode.
Yeah.
Very funny. And you said no one's had the balls to come on and say they're good at quizzes.
Yeah, we did say that, didn't we?
Yeah. I am good at quizzes.
Fucking hell.
Okay. I'm really good.
Okay. Can smell the balls from here.
I expect you can. Yeah. I expect to be like up there. I think you two will be good as well.
Well, yeah. We like to think we are, but yeah, several episodes of the podcast have proven we're not that good.
Out of 15, what are you hoping? What are you hoping to get?
We've at least 13.
Yeah. Wow.
At least,
mate. Fair play.
Unless the type of quiz questions that I hate are the ones that are like, you know, like ones that are just stab in the dark, true or false ones. Like,
well, a lot of it does depend on the quizmaster, doesn't it?
Well, true.
Before we get onto the quizmaster, do you have a interesting fact for us?
So I've got two.
Yep.
First one is the most boring fact.
Oh, great.
So basically, me and Ski met when we were working for like an education service for GCSE kids. And we ran the social media accounts. And it was like 2018 or something like that. You know, when social media was very much like people posting pictures of like inspirational quotes and things like that.
Yeah.
And it was before the times of being able to like go on ChatGPT or whatever and just go give us like 100 really interesting facts. So I would just like scroll through like Pinterest or like science blogs to find facts that I didn't even double check, so they might not be right. And then we had one that we put on our Instagram that's trying to attract like 15 and 16 year olds to like follow this service. And it just said, the reason why apples float is because they're 25% air. Have you heard a fact that's more boring? And it's like...
It was so boring, it wasn't even funny.
It wasn't. But it's like... What 15 or 16 year old is ever going to be on Instagram and go, hang about, I'm sharing that, I'm following this, 25%, what? So when me and Ski have a bad sketch, we call it Apple War. This is just shit. But my good fact, apes don't ask questions. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've never heard anything like it.
So they can they can converse, but they just never ask questions.
I don't understand.
Well, I think they're able to, like, you know, if you ask them like what colour's your bib or whatever, I don't know what you'd ask an ape.
Yeah.
Or like...
What colour is your what?
Bib.
Your bib, yeah.
I'm thinking of Donkey Kong. They can't then ask like, how's your day been or something?
Yeah. No, they can't.
Or like,
can
what colour's your shirt or something?
I see what you mean.
So they're able to respond to stimulus, but they cannot originate a question.
They can ask each other questions.
I don't think they can.
Well, they're not asking humans questions. I think the whole thing was in the context
I think he means they can't ask human questions.
Like, as in when you're conversing with apes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I think that's correct.
But they can't... But between each other, they can.
I'm sure between each other, they can
ask. But what questions would they ask each other?
Like, they need to... Because they're social animals, don't they? So they need to check, like... You all right?
Would they...
You all right?
Banana?
Banana? Bib? Bib, anyone?
What colour is that, by the way?
You got banana all over it.
Oh, that is interesting. Team name?
Quiz teams have got to be like a ship, so you've got to have, you know, everyone. You've got to have the scribe who's like manning that. You've got to have your captain who's like, no, we need to make a decision. So what's the greatest ship?
Titanic.
You know it.
Really good.
And who's our greatest? Who's probably the greatest?
Wait, did you
greatest?
Know you were going to talk about HMS?
No, I didn't. So that's been a nice really, segment, really but nice. We didn't bring it up. So
really nice.
Yeah. The best quiz master, TV quiz master ever, or one of.
Chris Tarrant.
The RMS Ty Tarrant.
Oh my God.
That's what they're really called. And what's RMS, guys? Royal Mail ship. Come on.
You're listening.
RMS.
Really felt like getting something right. It was cool.
Good morning, Dave Durkin. Good morning, everyone.
So, our quizmaster. So, we get a genuine pub quiz sent in from a real quizmaster. From one Dave to another, our quizmaster is Dave from Big Penny Social in Walthamstow.
Been there.
You've been there.
Went to watch the footy there, England game. Yeah. I remember.
You might have been in the very pub with Dave.
Yeah. Spark anyone out?
Yeah, just about.
Plus, you've been there, so you can always
I've not been to the quiz, but it seems like a place that would
do. So what's the clientele there then?
When I was there, can I say freely?
Yeah.
Lot of nutters.
Yeah.
Lot of nutters.
So Dave's a bit of a nutter then?
I'm so happy with my family.
Found the nutters here.
Found his people. Found your tribe.
Found in the asylum. Didn't see the only nutters allowed anywhere, but apparently it must be allowed.
The best male girls allowed tribute.
So Dave might be a nutter. This could be a nutty quiz.
Yeah.
It's fucking bonkers.
What would make it nuts?
First question. Two geezers come up to me.
First question, why do apples float? No, it's a bit boring, actually.
Next question's from an ape. Oh, wait, no.
If you just spark someone out with an apple, how much water is going to come out when you fucking knock him out?
So, right, we think Dave might be a bit of a nutter from a Big Penny Social in Waltham, so he doesn't say when he does his quiz. I'm sure you can find out somewhere. So, Dave, round one, let's see if assumption of Dave is correct. It's called The Referee's a Quizzer. Is round one.
Is it? You're joking.
No. He's a fucking nutter.
He's a nutter.
It's a football round. Yeah, are you a football man?
I'm a football man.
Who do you support?
Derby County.
Oh, of course.
Wow. The Rams.
Brian Clough.
Yeah,
Brian Clough.
Like, that isn't that another thing when you just like say words associated with the thing. Yeah. If you said Man U,
the Reds. Fergie
time.
Brighton, the beach. Stick a rock.
It's just good. It like counts as conversation. Yeah. Just like statements so after.
Yeah.
Just like London. Big Ben.
Yeah. Go to see the cricket. Batting. 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 I have actually heard someone say, I'll go to the cricket, how's that? Yeah. I'll go to Wimbledon. Oh, strawberries and cream. Yeah. That is genuine conversation you would have. Oh, yeah. Strawberries and cream. Yeah, you've said a thing. Word association.
Went bowling. Get a strike.
Spare. Yeah. Spare me a thought.
Turkey.
Arcade.
There's something for everything, isn't there?
I think I'm going to try and go a full day. One day where I just do that conversation type.
Word association conversation type is brilliant.
Okay, so the referee's a quizzer is round one. I'm looking forward to this quiz. I'm glad we were umming and ahhing remember to get a point. Yeah, and I think it's fitting that we did with Dave's nutty time. Quiz.
Gone down nicely.
I think we'll have a few more by the end of this. Right, round one, referee's a quizzer. Question one, which two countries play in the Ashes?
Oh,
that's quite an easy one.
Australia, England.
On.
Yeah.
Next.
Easy. Come on, Dave. Question two, Liverpool agreed a British transfer record fee of $125 million.
Easy.
To sign which striker from Newcastle United?
Easy.
I do hope the questions get a bit harder.
Yeah, come on.
Trust us, Dave. We'll be all right.
Yeah, come on.
Question three. The film King Richard is about which two sporting legends?
Serena and Venus.
Well, could you argue it's a... Wait, no, it is. I thought maybe there might be something where it's like, oh, you know, as a coach, he was a legend, but probably not.
Famously, the film that he won the Oscar...
Where he slapped.
Chris Rock. But he was, what a big moment. Maybe we'll see something like that today.
Whoa!
That'd be fun.
Fucking hell,
you've my wife. Are you gonna? just give me a heads up.
Do let me know, because otherwise I'll get a bit, I'll lose my head.
Yeah, I get a bit loopy.
Ask him if you've got a wife, Dave's gonna ape shit.
Can't ask a question.
I love hearing people going ape shit. It's great. Oh!
Fucking hell.
That was so good.
Clip it up.
That was to congratulate you for like the worst joke in the world.
Oh, fucking hell.
Worst joke. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, it'd be funny to just cut from that to it being completely clear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Like,
question?
Yeah, question three.
Okay, so brief stoppage there.
What happened?
Somehow a drink got spilt across the entire.
I think it got spilt off the back of a very good joke.
Very good joke. Yeah. I was going to Liam to shake his hand because Jake had missed the joke, so I wanted to let him know that I'd heard the joke.
Yeah.
In the motion of pulling back, Prava was spilt.
Oh, who? This is in, well, we got VAR, but shit, whose fault was it?
Whose fault.
Did you think it was your fault?
I thought it was your fault.
I thought it was my fault.
But I'm a very clumsy geezer.
This is a bit out of character for me, but
I'll take your apology.
Apology. Luckily, we're all still fine. Dry.
You're not clumsy, actually. Right.
No, I think because I'm quite slow generally.
You tell you what you are. You're daft.
Yeah, you're bloody daft.
Yeah, he's a bit daft.
You're not clumsy. I'll tell you what you are. You're a cunt.
But very considered cunt.
But points getting thrown about. It does feel in the spirit of Dave's quiz.
Geezer.
Yeah.
It's a geezer.
Lads.
So, lager.
So we said the film King Richard is about Serena and Venus.
Yeah.
Question four, I believe we got to, which was which football team is known as the Toffees?
Everton.
Everton. Happy for you to say it though.
No, please.
Everton.
Question five. Lizzie Yarnold represented GB in which Olympic winter sport?
Lizzie Yarnold? Do you know?
No.
Well, should we say it's got to be like skeleton or
what are we good at as a nation in winter Olympic stuff?
I remember GB person winning skeleton or the skeleton's the one where you go head first. Yeah, what's the one where you go feet first? I can't remember.
The bobsleigh. I don't think we do. We never do much in any of the forms of ice skating.
What about
ice skating, skiing, cross country skiing,
big jump.
Big jump.
True. There could
snowboarding.
Ice hockey.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's more of an individual.
But
I mean, it doesn't have to be. Could have been captain of the hockey.
True.
I think bobsleigh, isn't that
four people?
It's four people, isn't it?
Let's put skeleton.
Okay, let's do the answer. So you want a 13. If we can kick off with a five out of five there.
We're really on track.
Mm. So answers. Two teams who play the Ashes, England and Australia. Yes.
Lovely.
The record signing from Newcastle to Liverpool was, of course, Alexander Isak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The film King Richard is about Serena and Venus Williams.
Can I have one for a five out of five, eh?
Come on.
The football team known as the Toffees is, of course, Everton.
Yes, here we go.
And then it all came down to this one, really. Lizzie Yarnold represents Great Britain in which
skeleton.
Olympic winter sport it is? Skeleton!
Yes! Come on!
Get it!
A few more high fives over the drinks?
No,
bang!
Very
boss!
Very
hey! Right, Dave, over it.
Go on, test
your mic. Why don't we high five with the glasses? Hard as you can. Go. Come on. It's a nutcase quiz. It's a nutcase quiz. What's the difference between a skeleton and a skeleton?
Just that it was said incorrectly, I think.
Oh, is it really? They're not two different things.
I don't think so.
Yeah. This is exciting. Round one with a five out of five, because then it's
Come
still
on.
Full
don't
marks.
Happen. Don't full happen. Full marks is on the cards.
That skeleton answer, that's one that if we were at the pub and that was right, that would be a morale boost. We'd be like, we've got this.
So but it still is. Still
it
is, mate.
Let's take it.
We are at the pub.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't think this is normally in nature, but I think if we were at the pub, when he said skeleton, I just feel like you'd have gone under your breath. Yeah, it's one of mine.
Yeah.
Can we just note that? Can we put DD next to that? In brackets is fine.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Round number two from Dave.
Here we go.
All right, what do you think Dave fucking does? He goes to the pub. He does a bit of sport.
He's called the referee a wanker.
Yeah, yeah. And then what's he doing?
Going home.
He's going home.
Knocking one out. Ready meal. Knocking one out. Into
ready well, meal. Funny you say that. Next round's called Netflix and Chill.
Yeah.
He's going home.
And he's
knocking one out.
Yeah.
Question. Do you know what? Maybe he's got a date.
He's knocking one out.
And then. Question number one. Which English actor is reprising their role as Professor Flitwick in the HBO Harry Potter series?
Warwick Davis.
You're right. You do like just to get the answers done, don't you?
There's no point pissing around.
Number two. Which film starts with I was 12 going on 13 the first time I saw a dead human being?
Stand By Me.
That's a great answer.
They're like kids who find dead body, isn't it? Isn't that the whole plot?
The first time I saw a human body. They only see one. Well, maybe it just is, yeah.
True. It might not be.
Oh, yeah, but there is a dead body, isn't there?
That's like I've not seen it, but I know the premise is it's these young lads.
I think Stand By Me might be it, you know? The only other thing I thought it might be would be Goodfellas.
Yeah, I know. And that, Jake, that came to my mind as well.
Don't first name me,
mister. No, I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
Because it starts with, but that's ever since.
All my life, I wanted to be a gangster.
Yeah. You could be right.
Because then I think, because a lot of it is based when he's a kid, right?
Yeah, so
then he's
like, the first scene is him talking about like being a kid and wanting to be.
I was 12 when I first saw Dead Body.
Do you know what? You've charmed me.
Knock a drink over.
We should just keep stopping. Get another round. Do you know what? This is another key quiz dynamic. You know, when you're in a quiz and there's like a bit of a discrepancy, like a 50-50. I hate the person in the team who goes, you know what? We'll put yours down. It's on your head.
Oh yeah, totally.
Are we a team or not?
Commit.
Yeah,
you need to commit
because they're getting
that.
Something out of that.
And I'm willing in this case to commit to Jake.
And it be on both of us.
And be on both of us.
And on both of us.
And let it be known.
Question number three: which TV comedy panel show is set to start its 70th series in October?
70th.
Yeah.
So have I got news for you there?
Have I got news for you?
Surely.
Question number four: which William Golding novel is about a group of schoolboys stranded on a desert island?
Or
desert
island?
Yeah.
Is that that's the only William Golding novel
coming out?
It feels like a very easy quiz.
Yeah. Do you know what Big Penny Social is? It's like a massive. Have you been?
I actually used to run a rival quiz at the High Hill Tap Room.
Right. Oh, like in that, around there, Walthamstow. Yeah, but it's a very vast building, and I think they might go for the. They probably just try and get as many people.
Get
as
mass appeal.
Make the questions as piece of piss.
Is it one where do you reckon a lot of people are there for drinks rather than the quiz?
Probably.
So they're like, let's just make sure no one has too much thinking. Just quite.
But you got to remember, we've asked Dave for a sample. We've asked all our quiz masters for a sample of their quiz. This may be more of a reflection on us as to which questions he's chosen because he thinks we're thick.
True.
Yes, true.
So you know, because we're only getting three rounds of five here.
Yeah. Before the end, I want at least one question on art. Question five.
Well, maybe depending on which of the arts you want, this might be it. Mm. Which musical is set in a prison during the jazz age?
Is that Chicago?
And all that jazz.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think it must be. Yeah, Chicago.
Do you know that? I don't know.
Yeah, because they've got the Jailhouse Blues or Jailhouse something, yeah.
Again, you know, that's another thing, in it. You know, when you're watching like The Chase or whatever, it goes like the start of the question just immediately tells you what the answer is.
Yeah. Really like it when The Chase is like, Chicago. Yeah, obviously Chicago, a West End musical that was set in the jazz age and really nice. That extra little bit.
Yeah, a little bit factual.
Do they do that for all of them and then they just pick what questions they're going to take?
I don't know.
They took out all my gags.
Let's just say none of my gags made it in. They're very good.
And let's just say you've made a grave error.
I have to say, you have one of the most expressive faces in the biz. Yeah. It's a shame for the audio format.
Yeah,
if you're watching
on
YouTube, you'll get to enjoy this. You have one of the best faces.
I have one of the best faces in the game.
You really do.
Yeah. Can you imagine just listening to this?
Considering your comedy partner is someone who is often quite stony-faced. Yeah.
That's what works so well.
It's what works so well.
Yeah. When Phil tries to pull a face. It's just like trying to move concrete.
Whereas you have a sort of flubber-esque thing going on.
Yeah, very rubbery.
Thank you. I feel like it's going to... We're thinking wrinklage in old age, probably, do you think? Just because the amount it's moving now, probably.
No, I don't think so.
It loses its elasticity.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Who's the Dirk and who's the Ski in our relationship?
Briefly describe like our dynamic. I want you to describe it. Like, what would
your dynamic?
Yeah, as in from the outside.
Well, so. I think that he's
you're the youthful one. Like
a bit more pepper.
Like you'll always play the kid, like your McDonald's.
True. Yes. Yeah.
You're Laurel. He's Hardy.
Which one's which?
We did a sketch on it and we got it right.
Oh, fuck yeah! People lost their heads.
No, people were not happy.
They were like, "If you're going to take the piss, at least take it."
Hardy's the big one. Who's always like another fine mess you got us into. He's that skit, and then you're like, or Chuckle Brothers. You're Barry Chuckle.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here. And then he's Paul Chuckle being like, come
shut
on,
up,
buddy.
Shut up.
Shut up, buddy.
Yeah.
It's that sort of thing.
That dynamic.
Yeah, that dynamic.
I would say from my angle, you're...
Who do you see yourself
in? Well, you're very... You move a lot, don't you?
Sure. Yeah, you're quite rubbery. Yeah.
Both big movers. Yeah. Liam, considered.
You are considered.
He never makes a move if it's not worth it.
Thank you. Yeah, we did a thing on where... we described each other in five words.
Yeah.
He described me... That wasn't in there. Considerate.
Yeah.
Thoughtful word.
He didn't say considerate. He said considered.
Considered.
Okay.
So it's a similar vibe.
Describe me as cute.
Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I can see that. The thing that made me, I actually pissed myself listening to this on the, because I was listening to it on the tube yesterday, the one you did with Alice, when you said that people said you look like Arthur Christmas. And I just started pissing myself because it's so accurate. But I was just like, people who said it have been like, I think I'm going to tell him, you know.
Yeah. I've just got to let him know.
Who do you get?
I'm not saying.
Go on.
Go on.
What is it? You're not saying because it's someone like quite hot, handsome. Go on. Let's just say it's Robert Pattinson. So is it Robert Pattinson?
Yeah, it was. Is it really? Yeah. R-Pats.
Yeah. R-Pats. If he'd made a few wrong decisions in his life.
Rob Pats. Yeah. That's like a trope when you come on a stand up, isn't it? It's like the first thing you do is like,
Can I just
clear one thing up?
Yeah. It's always going to clear up as if everyone, you come on stage and there's whispers like, fucking, he looks so Robert Pattinson. Right, before anyone starts, not Robert Pattinson. Oh, thank God.
I'm so glad he addressed it.
Yeah.
I can watch the stand up show now.
Before you ask, Harry Maguire hasn't had a career change. I've got Harry Maguire angle. There's been a few videos where someone said Harry Maguire. I looked back through, I went, there's a specific angle I do in these videos, and it's head down a bit, camera from a bit above, and sort of looking up a bit of a wrinkled big square forehead, and people go, Harry Maguire. I did one at Bongo's Bingo. Well, the video went big, but it only went big because all the comments were, was Harry Maguire at Bongo's Bingo?
You know as well as I do in this game, engagement.
Yeah, I was just happy to be compared to an actual human.
What's this human foot? Yeah, I'm a human foot. Everyone's a fucking human foot. Move on. Next.
Right, so are we confident with Chicago?
Yeah. Chicago is definitely right. Yeah. That's five out of five.
I think we generally might have a second 5 out of 5. We may be on for this.
Has anyone done 15?
We won. Okay, Joseph good. Charm, finalist of Britain's Got Talent. What have you ever done?
Yeah. And that's in like 45 episodes.
What have you ever done? Got a bit of money. Did you win? Did you take the money home on the chase?
He just said he got caught. I got caught.
Going back to that.
Did the team take the money home?
So, I hated the team. I can't remember her name. Paula, I think it was. We were staying at the hotel before.
Paula versus Paul. That must have been a good episode.
Well, hey.
Bet Bradley was all over that.
It was
interesting. Hey, that. Let's just say it's interesting that it's Paul and Paula.
Let's just say. But she, the day before, we were at the hotel and she was like, oh, it's good having, I was 18 at the time. It was like, it's good having a young person on because if there's any pop music questions, you can do them. I was like, I study fucking history. I've got a BA. And then
first year. Fresh as week.
Fresh as week. I'm in the process of getting a BA.
I've got an AS level.
I'm in the drama society. I'm in drama sock.
Drama sock. Yeah. Ever heard of it?
I've had Fresh's flu.
And I came through the other side. But then when she got to the final, I was like, when she lost, I was like, better luck next time, Paula. That sounds horrible.
You did a little wink.
No, I didn't.
For the tape, he's just done a little wink when she walked away. Better luck next time, Paula.
Never underestimate your youngers.
Maybe try a tipping point.
Okay, let's see if we can get a second 5 out of 5. Yeah, Joseph Charm was the only person to get 15 out of 15.
Right, okay.
Never been done before.
Was that, I would imagine that was it. Was but that a harder quiz?
Do you know what is interesting that you have in common with him? Mm. One of the few contestants who came in, sat down and said, I'm going to do well at this quiz.
Yeah, good.
And I mean, he went a bit further. He said, like, has anyone got 15 out of 15? We said no. He said, we're going to do it today.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
But, and also, that was actually quite a hard quiz. I reckon there was at least two questions every round where we were having a guess.
So, yeah, if you got 15 out of 15, it would very obviously be the second most impressive 15 out of
15. Unless, although we've still got a third round, it might be a mad third round.
If they just delve into like deep literature or something. I think the skeleton one's probably the only one I've pulled out of the bag, but kind of speculative.
Question number one. Professor Flitwick will be played by Warwick Davis.
Yeah.
Magic. Question number two. The film that starts with I was 12 going on 13.
Oh, this was a bit dubious.
I said Goodfellas. You said it will be both our heads if we go Goodfellas. But you said Stand By Me. The answer was Stand By Me. So what are you going to do now? Behave yourself?
I'm not bothered.
You're not
No, I'm not bothered because we're a team, aren't we, mate?
Yeah. Strange that there's steam coming out of your ears.
Is anyone... I might just go to the toilet. I'm sorry. No,
I'm not going to crack one out. I'm so angry, I need a wank.
You really...
Oh, no.
No, but you know what,
do you know what's awful, though? We're sat here being like, fucking it. I hope the next round's a bit harder so that when we do get 15 out of 15, we can be a little
bit. No. But do you know what? The real heads out there will know. We, as a team, collectively, we did know the answer. It's just that we, as a team, we selected yours.
I love people that call people heads.
I love it.
Only heard it done the other, on our heads. Other day. But so like, invited me for like a dinner thing. It was like, there'll be a few heads there.
Be a few noggins.
Yeah.
But like, I feel no anger.
I do, mate. I'm annoyed at myself. I'm annoyed at myself.
No. Yeah.
I don't know why. You had an answer ready to go. TV comedy panel show. It's Have I Got News For You.
Yeah.
The book by William Golding was Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
And question number five was Chicago.
Nice.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It's a shame, but you know what? We're a team.
Another 5 out of 5. You wanted 13. We get another 5 out of 5.
We've 14. Got, we've
I reckon
got
you'll
it.
Be second in the leaderboard.
Yeah, yeah. We've hit our KPI. Yeah.
We normally have a pause here and just interview about stuff.
Yeah.
There's one thing I want to ask you about immediately.
Please.
I don't know what the answer is. I just like hearing it out loud.
Yeah.
You and Ski have got a Christmas show.
Yes.
What's it called?
Rocking Around the Durkin Ski.
Lovely stuff.
So
that is just lovely stuff, isn't it? Yeah. It's really, really nice.
Are you bringing it back this year?
Yeah, yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it in London. Yeah. Tickets should be on sale. When's this going up? They'll be on sale now.
Before, I assume. How much are tickets, Alan?
A nice round £12.
Great. So.
Plus booking fee and VAT. Yeah. So last year they were for charity and we raised a lot of money.
If you went last year, well done.
I actually went to the show last year.
Yeah, you did. That's
first,
what I mean.
First time
me
met.
And
him.
Really?
Yeah. I was touched.
What was it like the first time you met him? What is, really is he funny. Like? It's been so long. We've known each other so long now. What was it like the first time meeting him? I've forgotten.
Well, it was similar when I met you. I think it's nice when, because, you know, comedians can sometimes just be a bit fucking annoying, can't they?
No, and also very surprisingly humourless and joyless.
But you were both like, I remember because you were there with the rest of Squid,
and
just very nice. I was very touched that you came to see the show.
We had a good laugh,
and
didn't
funny
we? I loved the show.
Funny. Do you know what I mean?
He's a funny guy.
Yeah,
also
made me
that
laugh.
Was in my list of five words. Funny
made me laugh actually. A lot.
Oh, a really? Lot. Really?
More
oh,
than
that's nice.
Yeah,
we had a proper good crack in the bar, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Doing the live shows is just wicked because, again, both of you, you get followings online and then you're like, these people aren't real or the numbers don't feel real. And then when you actually do live shit and people are there for you, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, this is wicked.
I found it really inspiring, actually, because it is, as you say, it does just, sometimes it can just become numbers on a screen. And you don't actually put like real people to that.
No.
And then going to see what you guys do, which, you know, from a similar thing that we're doing, and seeing, like, it was a great turnout, honestly. And it was obviously a very partisan crowd because it's people who, like, love your stuff. But it was, like, amazing. It was such a good atmosphere.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you do, like, a great... Is it, like, not greatest hits, but are you doing stuff that people sort of know?
Yeah. So we'll do like, sketches and characters that people know from the show, from the socials. But, like, we'll also do, like, just stuff where we're us. We play, like, improv games and just, like, stupid shit like that. But it's, like... It's just like, we just have a laugh doing it. And Phil, so I'd done bits and bobs of stand-up. So I started in like 2019, just before COVID. So did a few shows, but then kind of packed in, obviously during COVID. And then Phil, our first ever show in Manchester, which was like 2023, July. That was the first time he'd ever been on any stage, like after the Nativity.
Wow.
In terms of like, he never did after the Nativity. He never did anything.
One AD.
Yeah, literally.
Hell.
It was a long time. But yeah, it's like, I love doing that stuff. Love doing the videos. Like
How did you two become pals then?
Met at work. He hired me at work.
No way.
Yeah. So he, and then immediately it was like, you know, we were saying there, it's just like, you're having a giggle. And it's just like, he was interviewing me. He's like, what are you into? And I was like, oh, I just love comedy and stuff. And he was like, me too. And it was just proper, just like hit it off from day one. And I think it's like any comedy partnership and like when you work with people in comedy, I think the best, our secret power that we always say we have is that we have the ability to tell each other when we're not being funny.
Right.
Which I think is like kind of the most important thing. Because you know, like when you're being funny, it's obvious when you're being funny because people are laughing, but like the ability to go like if you're writing something or you're coming up with ideas going like,
it's not right.
That's not funny or that shit. Because it can hurt people's feelings.
Just stop.
Can you just stop now? Let's just say.
Just drop.
You know, apes don't ask questions. Stop with this guy.
Stop with this. But yeah. doing all the stuff with Phil, doing all that, and then do my own live stuff and videos at Dave Durkin, D-U-R-K-N. So, yeah, just keeping them going.
And you
yeah.
and you were actually labelled one of the 5 young sketch comedians to watch.
Yeah, by the Telegraph. By the bloody Telegraph.
By the Telegraph.
And if you don't believe what they say, listen to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who else was in the list?
It was mad as well because they said young and it was me and Phil, so. Don't know where the boundary is in young. He's going to fucking hate me.
So you are gigging regularly now?
Semi-regularly, but I'm ramping up because I do love the live stuff. It's great. So got a few video projects, film projects in the pipeline.
What can people expect when they see you live? Are they seeing stand-up? Are they seeing sketch?
They're going to see character? I like to bring it all to the table, you know.
Oh, yeah, you've got 5 minutes.
5 minutes, 1 minute stand-up, one minute of video, 1 minute impressions, 1 minute of magic, 1 minute of silence at the end, just to decompress.
A day of all trades.
Do you know what? That would be fucking ballsy, but I actually think quite fun if it's like, I only had 5 minutes, so obviously didn't want to miss out a minute silence. If you could just join me.
That's good, actually, yeah. Yeah, it's good.
That is brilliant. Yeah, that is lovely stuff.
Sure, yeah, I'm writing that down.
Write that one down, actually.
1 minute silence at end of gig.
Maybe not the gong show, but... Very good.
Come on, then.
Right, we need to try and redeem ourselves for...
So 3 for par, 4 for eagle, for birdie, 5 for eagle.
Golf. Yeah.
Golf terminology.
Golf stuff, yeah. What is the final round?
Round 3. Total wipeout.
Yummy. Go for glory, baby.
Oh, I love total wipeout. I've had total wipeout in every quiz I've done for the last 8 years.
Come on.
It's good fun.
It's good fun.
I'm telling you now, we're going to do all 5. Come what may.
Liam, for those of people listening that don't know what total wipeout is.
So you don't have to answer every question, but if you answer one and get it wrong, you score no points for the round. Question 1. In what month is the Battle of Boyne?
Sorry.
In what month is the Battle of Boyne anniversary?
It's always in the iPhone calendar, isn't it?
It's March or April, I think. You know your calendar. You know your wait. If you did it, did you do a sketch?
I did. Yeah. I did a sketch about trying to find a date in the diary. You keep going to your iPhone calendar. It's like busy that day. Battle of the Boyne. Mother's Day as observed in America. It's frustrating, isn't it?
I have a feeling. Tonight's going to be it.
Bradley Walsh, like, he's fucking brilliant.
Sign him up for Gladiators.
Tiny Tim.
I'm going to stick my neck out and say...
I'm going to stick my dick on the table.
And say April.
But is this total wipeout?
No, we'll put brackets on it. Yeah. So we're not sure.
Yeah, okay, fine.
If we answer everything else, we're really... Yeah, we decided...
I mean, that's, you know, it's a 1 in 12, isn't it, really?
The word bear is made up of which 2 periodic table element symbols?
B-E.
A-R is argon.
Nice. And B-E must be...
Is it argon? B-E, what the hell is that? Borine?
No.
Borine's B-O.
I hope that's in order. I hope it's not saying, like, the B from the start of it and the R from the end of it. That would be a nightmare. Yeah.
B-E.
Bromine.
I'm going to bracket it.
Bracket bromine.
So I'm not confident these.
I don't think we should answer it.
We have to get
one.
These next 3.
It is a bit of a gear change, isn't it? From
Well, it's what you said, Liam. To be fair, you said he's gonna fuck us up.
Mycology is the study of what?
Your ecology.
Yeah, mycology.
Mycology.
Enough about your ecology.
Microbes. Is it like disease?
Though, wouldn't it?
Is this a total wipeout round or a totally incredibly hard round?
And I'm out.
This is what
mycology.
Also, the total wipeout round is normally a bit easier.
No, it's supposed to get you nibbling. I'm not nibbling at any.
Round 2 should have been total wipeout. Yeah. It's like, I think it's Lord of the Flies, but now that the pressure's
you
on,
want to feel
I'm
confident.
Worried about something else.
I'm just going to confidently abstain from every question.
The Goodfellas Stand By Me thing, that's a perfect one.
That would have been wipeout. Yeah. That would have been, and that would have been great.
You want to have a go at all of them because you feel like, no, but then you start doubting yourself.
The only grasp rung I can grasp is mycology about microbes, which might be about like diseases, but I don't think it is.
I'm very hesitant to answer any of these.
So far,
right?
Fuck.
Yeah. Well. Cool. in the sitcom Frasier, what type of doctor are Frasier and Niles?
They're psychiatrists, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They are. Do we want to do psychologists?
I feel like we'll give ourselves the mark if it's psychologists.
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
It's not a real quiz, is it?
Shit! And then question five. What name links the actress who played the Bond girl in Live and Let Die and one of Henry VIII's wives? Is that you?
Live and Let... Okay, so Henry VIII's wives, there's three Catherines. There's a Jane. There's an Anne. There's two Annes.
Catherine of Aragon.
So
presume it's the first name, is it? Like
Anne Hathaway?
Nah, Live and Let Die is an old one.
Live and Let Die?
That's a Sean Connery one, I think.
Live and Let... Was it Jane Fonda?
Live and Let Die.
Jane Fonda?
Roger Moore one, I think, actually.
Jane Fonda seems like an older name, yeah?
Yeah, I'll be happy to go to Jane.
I think it is a full name. Sorry.
Oh, it is? I just want to make sure you don't walk down. So it's like... It's actually a Henry VIII name.
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, in that case, I think it's Anne of Cleves. I'd say it's
Which one? So Catherine of Aragon definitely or Anne of Cleves.
Right. So, exactly. We can work out.
Anne Boleyn, potentially. Catherine Parr.
Catherine Howard?
Catherine Parr or Catherine Howard are close, I think.
I like Catherine Parr.
Catherine Howard is the most like normal name.
We might as well go for one.
Let's go for it. Catherine Howard.
You only answered one of them.
You sure? Not Parr? You said Parr first.
I think Howard.
Catherine Howard, okay.
Catherine Howard, yeah.
And I think, should we just go? Let's go for Battle of the Boyne. Let's just do
April?
It. Because I said we want 13. Yeah. We want 13.
April?
Let's go April.
Thanks for sticking with the wanting 13, because it's really entered some jeopardy into this.
Unlucky for some.
No. And then mycology, we don't want to go with. So we're going April.
Mycology? What about mycology?
Is there a way of doing April last so we get a bit of tension? Let's do that. Should we?
So, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll start with the ones we didn't.
We're unsure with all of them.
Yeah.
So, very hard to navigate the best way to do the Jeopardy.
They're all actually incorrect.
So, the word bear is made up of beryllium.
Nah, never would have get it.
And you know what?
I'm going to go to bed tonight.
I'm going to sleep tonight. Thank God. First night in a long time.
That's a different take of a phrase. I'm going to go to bed tonight.
Like, as you go to bed. Never would have got that.
Peaceful 10 hours. And argon, which you did actually say.
Yeah, it did.
Mycology is the study of fungi.
Oh, I think I wasn't a million miles away from that.
No.
Not a million miles.
Frasier, they are psychiatrists.
Yes.
Well done, mate.
Come on. Catherine Howard, please. Please.
What name links the actress who played the Bond girl in Live and Let Die and one of Henry VIII's wives? It is
Anne Hathaway.
Jane Seymour.
We didn't even say that, did we? No. Did we?
We thought it might be Jane. Oh God, it's full name.
And then
it's a wipeout.
Do you know what? We're wiped out. Don't want to know about Battle of Boyne.
Rub a bit of salt in the wound. Battle of Boyne.
I don't want to know.
The anniversary. You said it was March or April. We went with April. It was July.
Oh, looks like I'll be sleeping again. I woke up and now I'm like, I don't woke up again and now I'm asleep again. Truth be told, it was quite a shaky night, tossing and turning, but
I imagined I was in the Battle of the Boyne.
PTSD of Battle of the Boyne. So we wanted a 13 out of 15.
Yeah.
Looking really promising. We like to get double figures that last round. It's a 9 out of 15.
That's really bad, isn't it, guys?
Apes don't ask questions, but Dave asks very tricky ones.
But the thing is there always a wipeout round every week? Probably not. So we've been on. So
I'd say we had a bit of luck.
To be fair, in a non wipeout round, it would have been 10.
The answers are still wrong.
True.
It's not like we wiped out, but everything else was right. Everything we put there was wrong.
Give us a break.
Dave, would you do a review of Dave's quiz? We've got a bit of criteria for to rank out of 10.
Okay.
So, accessibility. A big diverse group of people.
I mean, I would, up until that wipeout round, I'd say it was for the masses.
Yeah.
For not your quizzes, but that wipeout round, like as a quizzer, they were tough.
Yeah.
They were tough, let me tell you. So I would say, if it was me giving feedback, I'd say just make it generally a bit harder across the board, maybe spread the hard questions. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's fair enough. Do you know what I mean? So out of 10?
It's going to have to be a five, I'm afraid.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. We want honesty. We want honesty.
I'm afraid.
Range of questions out of 10.
Just the questions in general.
Yeah, just the range of them.
Well, we had a laugh answering them, didn't we?
Yeah.
And that's what, at the end of the day, that is a pub quiz, isn't it?
Yeah. You're having a laugh. He's been a bit daft.
We're all bloody daft.
Things flowing.
I'm gonna say, just because I've had such a good day, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, do you know what? I don't normally give a review of the guest, but I'm going to say 10 out of 10.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a fucking great time today.
And
really great time.
No one's lying.
So anyway, well, thanks to Dave from Big Penny Social for sending his quiz in. And if you have a quiz, please do send it in. And also, if you want to support the Pub Quiz Pod, give us a little bit of a sign up on Patreon as well. But for now, Dave Durkin, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you to Liam and Jake. Wow. Thank you.
Mate, that was great.